We're reminded that although initially a box office flop, the Rocky Horror Picture Show eventually became a cult hit and is now famous for the extensive audience participation developed by the midnight movie crowd, who provided initial showings of the film with its only audience. The film's convoluted plot is well known. Brad Majors and Janet Weiss, a young couple, set out on a journey to announce their engagement to Dr. Scott, the teacher responsible for introducing them, and they are sidetracked by a flat tire. Having noticed a castle a few miles back, they trek through the rain in hope of finding assistance. Instead, they happen upon a party in full swing hosted by transvestite mad scientist Dr. Frank Enferter. Frank refuses to help the couple with their car trouble and insists that they stay for the evening's festivities, and the story unfolds madly from there. All that from an essay titled The Sheep in Wolf's Corset. Stephen Rayl was the author, and the essay was published in Music, Sound, and Moving Image. It has become a Halloween tradition at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre to present the stage version, The Rocky Horror Show, with book, lyrics, and music by Richard O'Brien. Katie Owens directs, and she paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the show that opens Friday.
Rocky Horror Show is more commonly known to the crowds for the movie adaptation. It was originally a show, a musical, and when it really kind of became popular is with, you know, the classic Tim Curry movie. And really, it's something that's trying to incorporate all the things that you love about science fiction movies, you know, all those classic cinematic experiences that you would get going to the movies in the past. And then it tends to have a lot of fun, and obviously it has a lot of the sexual orientation and you know, just kind of switching everything on its head that people weren't really used to seeing in big time movies back then, I don't think. So that's part of the fun of it. But really what draws me to Rocky Horror is the interaction audiences get to have with the stage version. That's what I've always loved about it. I've loved doing what fans like to call callbacks to the screen, where, you know, the character says something and then you shout something back at the character like they're gonna turn on the TV screen and say something back to you. That's always what I've loved about, and I think that's what fans really love about it, is the interactiveness of the show.
What was your first experience with the movie?
Yes, I was introduced to it first in college. The first time I was going to see the movie, I was part of a shadow cast. So in college, we used to put up the movie on a big screen and audiences could come in and they would actually watch a cast just performing in front of the TV screen. Just was a lot of fun to be a part of.
How do you describe your vision for it?
My vision was primarily that I wanted to bring to life the show and the movie and what makes Rocky Horror such a fun experience for audiences. I wouldn't say that I necessarily went for a particular genre or if I was going in a certain theme. I really just want to make it the show that audiences love to come and to yell at and to interact with. That was my biggest goal throughout the production, was finding moments where we could pay homage to the original movie, but also kind of take our own little spin with it and find moments where we could find more humor with it or find something clever, like, oh, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this?
There are props that the audience has?
Yes. Little Theater puts together every single year, we have a prop bag party where we put together a bag. It's just a brown paper bag, and it's a bunch of different props that you can use throughout the show. So there's toilet paper in there that you can throw, and we also have newspaper for when Brad and Janet are braving the storm and covering their heads with newspaper. We also have cards in there. It's a lot of fun. So the prop bags have always been really, really entertaining to use every year.
And what about the music that is part of the play? Do you have actual people playing music?
Yes, we have a live band. They are fantastic. Pretty much every year we've had the same exact band. They're always ecstatic to do the show. And they're solid. They're professionals. They're always very together. And it feels like a rock concert whenever they come in. It's always very upbeat and lively. And they're just so excited to be doing it every year. So that's always really fun to be a part of.
I've heard tell that your Frankenfurter is not to be equaled. Tell us about.
Yes. So this will be the third time Mike Vavzinic, who is our Frankenfurter, will be portraying the role, at least for the stage version. I actually went to college with Mike, and he was Frankenfurter 2 years in a row for the shadow cast. So I got to see Mike from the very beginning trying out this role, and I wouldn't want to work with another Frankenfurter. He's another person entirely when he gets into his Frankenfurter persona. It's really, really fun to see if you know Mike, because off the stage he's kind of quiet and just to himself, but you know, you get him up on stage in those heels and he just goes crazy. And I mean, if anybody knows Mike, he's 6'3" normally, and in those heels he's just larger than life. I mean, my entire cast is absolutely stellar this year. I couldn't have asked for a better cast. So it's just great that they have such a good person leading them at the forefront.
Give us a sense of your set.
Oh, I'm very happy with my set. I actually designed it with the carpenter, the master carpenter who's building it, and wanted to go for that very similar, you know, haunted mansion, kind of bringing in that science fiction, you know, it's around the Halloween season, so I definitely wanted to bring in some of that to the theme and to the feel of the set. But we also incorporated two box seats. So have you ever seen like old theaters, they have those box seats next to the proscenium? And I thought it would be really interesting to try and incorporate that, especially with how gorgeous I personally feel that little theater is. It's a space that we don't really have in this area, and I love that. And so I wanted to incorporate box seats into the set design that we could put the narrator up on so he could be watching the show with the audience. So I'm very excited about that.
No matter what play we go to, because that's the beauty of live theater, each performance is different. Mm-hmm. But this certainly is the case with Rocky Horror. Each show is different.
Absolutely. It's going to be a crazy ride, especially with how the callbacks work. We could have an entirely different audience saying the same exact callbacks, but then there will be moments that they'll say somebody from the audience will shout something out to our actors that we've never heard before. And so I've been trying to prepare our actors and actresses to be prepared for that, to not let that throw them, but also to be able to play off of the audience and be able to react off of that and have that interactive nature that I'm so looking forward to. That's something that Mike is very good at, our Frankenfurter. He responds at the drop of a hat, you know, he just knows exactly what to say, and he does it all in Frankenfurter's voice and his persona, so it's really fun to see that.
Well, tell us when we can see the show.
Absolutely. So Rocky Horror Show is taking place at Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street. And you can purchase your tickets at ltwb.org. We have shows Friday, October 27th at 8 p.m., Saturday, October 28th at 7 p.m., and then again at midnight. So we have a double show that night. And then we're adding a special Halloween show Tuesday, October 31st at 8 p.m. And that night we're going to actually have a costume contest with prizes. So that should be a really, really fun night, a good Halloween event to have. We'll also be having Snook's Wings and Things food truck right in front of the building on Friday and Saturday, and possibly on Tuesday again, for refreshments for patrons before the show starts and during intermission. So if you're hungry and you want to grab some food before the event, definitely be sure to check out the food truck.
Director Katie Owens speaking about the Rocky Horror Show, book, lyrics, and music by Richard O'Brien, an annual tradition at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street. There will be shows this Friday and Saturday, and also on Halloween. Friday night, October 27th at 8, Friday night at 8, and then on Saturday, the 28th, at 7 in the evening, and again at midnight. So there's a midnight show this Saturday. And then on Halloween, again at 8 p.m. For more information, on the web, ltwb.org, and that stands for Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, ltwb.org. It's the Rocky Horror Show, Friday night at 8, Saturday at 7 and midnight, and Halloween at 8 p.m. at the Little Theater of Wilkes-Barre, 537 North Main Street.